Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. This is Buddy Slowick from the Build Mississippi Studios, and we're going to talk about taking care of your house, fixing it up, repairing it, and just kind of a whole bunch of neat stuff today. We're going to talk about welding, and we're going to talk also about siding, and we're going to talk about what is engineered wood, and of course, you can text us all the time at 601-879-4395, or you can actually call us if you'd like to talk to us on the phone. Do so at 888-808-8637, and we'll talk to you about that, whatever is up your sleeve at that point in time. But there's a whole bunch of things we're going to talk about today. We've mentioned before pumice sticks. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what a pumice stick is all about today, because it's strange. It's strange that pumice is used for a lot of great things. But there's all sorts of different topics we're going to get to today, as well as a music segment, which is kind of going to be fun. But this is the Handyman Show. We're going to have us a good little time, and let's talk to we've got on the phone with us right now Tony Arpino from Atlas Foundation. And Tony, how are you today?
Very good. And remember, when you play music, I always like Harry Chapin. So.
Yeah, we've tried to fit that in for two or three years, and somehow it hadn't worked. But no. You're not alone. My best friend really likes Harry Chapin a lot too. So.
Okay. But anyhow, yeah, I saw him in concert about three times.
Yeah, he has. He's seen him in concert. He said one of the best Harry Chapin concerts he ever saw was when Harry showed up to do the Coliseum. His group didn't make it, and Harry had to do a solo all by himself. And he said that was one of the better concerts he's ever been to, just to see Harry Chapin by himself with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, so now you know how old I am. Okay.
Well,
okay.
We can't talk about age. Okay. Well, what's up here today, Tony?
Well, I was telling you the other day, I'm on another project northeast of Flora, and what we're kind of running into on that. And remember, I'm on site all the time, right or wrong. But and so what we're kind of seeing on that northeast of Flora. The reason I was calling now is if I need to be visiting with anybody in the early part of the week. I was going to give my 800 number. If they'll call in, then I may be able to go look at their concerns or lack of concerns, whatever they think.
Yeah, because since you're over this area and you're going to be here, it'd be easier for you to go look at something.
And you know the soil type right through there.
Sure. Oh,
I'm gonna give my 800 number.
Yeah, please do.
800-256-1010. 800-256-1010. And what you and I have talked about, especially around Flora, as if I've, between there and Canton, I've noticed what I call cracks in the asphalt roads, what I call parallel to the grass.
Yes.
And if you look to the side of the road, you may see a group of trees that are pulling the water from under the asphalt.
Yeah.
What's the joke, buddy? All of us look but don't see.
Yeah, right.
And so, would you, why is my car dipping as on this stretch of asphalt? And as you gathered with Atlas, my claim to fame is trees, because I'm trying to support beneath the root influence,
right,
not stop the tree from drinking, but stop its influence. And then I have a factory warranty, and then, as we've talked before, I hand carry everything.
Yep.
So like the project we're on now, we don't drive on the grass, which means I don't have to take down any trees, don't have to remove any gates, I don't have to remove any fences. And yet, this is near some crepe myrtles, and so we were finding some serious, what I call roots the size of your arm, on some of our supports.
Yeah, big roots.
So there, and everybody, the roots really don't go under the property. They are looking for water, so they'll hug the footing.
Yeah.
And go long direction with the footing. So I've had people say, oh, that's going under. No, I've never really seen much of that.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, in my opinion, it's like this. It's like people want to do business with a company that gives good customer service, and I think you qualify because not only do you give good customer service and your employees give good customer service, plus your way to repair any kind of foundation is the best way to go about that. But on top of that, you, the principal, the guy who's in charge, is on jobs all the time. And that's so comforting to people who are employing anybody to do that kind of work around the house.
And before everybody says, well, we'll wait till some beautiful skies, we don't drive on the grass, therefore I am not weather-related.
Right.
So we go to bridge builder depths with equipment two men can hand carry. So if you have a courtyard or you say, I don't really want to make a mess,
yeah,
then we're really very portable. And I think that's what the public has trouble visualizing. Well, how can this guy go to bridge builder depths? Or the next question, how is he able to if I don't drive on the grass?
Sure, sure.
And if someone were to say, well, you don't need to do that, then how am I able to do that and not drive on the grass? So I've got to get folks thinking about their high school science and why bridge builders go as deep as they do.
And that's really what it takes to make a foundation, right, is go to bridge builder depth. And
what happens, buddy, as I've seen in North Jackson for sure, is they say, well, we had the foundation fixed. And I'll say, well, why does the crack keep coming and going on the brick? If the repair is moving every time the weather changes, what have you really solved? And there are people who don't go to my depths, so they can use less material, which in turn costs less. So it's pretty simple to me. But the public said, well, I had it fixed. Well, why does it continue to move?
Yeah, they had it fixed, and temporarily it looked really, really like it was correct. But as soon as the weather changes and everything changes, then they've got problems again because they lowballed in and went in at the lowest price, and again, they had a mess probably in the yard to get that done. So there's a lot of advantages to calling your 800 number and having you coming look at specific projects.
And as we've talked about, as I repeat my 800 number again, It's 800-256-1010. Factory warranties from a $1 billion company.
Right.
And as we've talked about before, lifting is easy. As we joked about lifting log trucks off of cotton fields in the Delta.
Sure.
The log trucks will go up, but the weight of the logs will push the jack in the ground. The public gets focused on the lifting, not the staying.
Right.
And so, buddy, what you and I are trying to sell is science, and they say, well, I don't understand science. It's as easy as lifting a log truck off of a cotton field.
Yeah.
That's science.
Yeah. It's a lot more simple than people give it credit for, and they don't think about it hard enough. But that is the way to take care of it. That's the way to take care of foundations. So if you have any foundation problems in and around this central Mississippi area, this would be a great time to call Tony at his 800 number. He'll be happy to look at it, give you an estimate right there on site, and you'll be able to have a pretty good idea of where you're going from here. On top of that, his work is going to last. It's going to stay there for a while, a long time.
And if they don't have a problem, I'll say, this is okay.
Yeah.
This is not, or I can answer that question over the phone. Because I've tried to, as you gathered, take engineering and put it into common sense.
Right.
And I'll say, well, that's not a problem. Just, well, why do you think this? Well, that's not a problem, you know. And there are good folks that are selling things they shouldn't be selling.
Right.
For the wrong application. We're running into that all the time.
Yeah, well, that unfortunately, that happens kind of in every industry, that people are selling products that really don't belong being that type, where they're going. And I see it all the time. Like I do windows and doors a lot, and I see it a lot of times, people putting windows and doors in that don't belong where they're going. So, yeah, it does happen. A lot of people are in the business of, hey, let us get this done quickly and cheaply and get out of here as quickly as we can and collect our...
And as we've talked about your windows and doors, buddy, if folks will look on the side of their windows,
right,
within 16 feet of a corner of the house,
right,
and see if the one side of the window is gapping more than the other side, even if it's an eighth inch.
Yeah, yeah. And this, I was looking at...
One more time, buddy. 800-256-1010. Operators are standing by, and we'll answer any questions they have.
Well, Tony, I appreciate the time you spent with us here at Atlas at Super Talk Mississippi, talking about your foundations. And I'm glad that you're in the area, and we will be in touch for sure. And or I hope that your phone rings off the hook and people want you to come out and take a look at what they've got going on. So you have yourself a good day, and it's great to talk to you, man.
And thanks for having us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right. Tony Rapino, Atlas Foundation. Great to have him on board with us and talk about what's going on with foundation industry and find out what's going on in there. Coming up at 10:30, we've got John Merrill is going to be with us, talk to us on the phone about his company, Amada. And Amada is a senior care facility. It's a senior care facility. They run and take care of seniors, and they want to make sure they get the proper care that they absolutely deserve. And in some cases, he works with veterans as well. But a lot of times, he just works kind of on his own. All right. Was talking with a distributor yesterday, and he said that he's having some problems at this point in time with orders that, kind of like a recurrence of what happened during COVID. There was a lot of lead times being really extended to really long lead times because the people weren't available to build the products weren't available, so a lot of things slowed down during that period. Well, what has happened now is they have the material to ship it, but now they're running into a shortage of qualified people. The manufacturers are to actually create these products and do the best they can to make these products everything they should be. And what they're doing sometimes now, they haven't done, I can't recall them doing this ever, where they're shipping an order out that'll be two or three windows short. And if you want to just mess with a builder a little bit, you send them an incomplete order and let him try to build a house with it. I mean, there's always going to be something's going to be open-ended. So they are having some trouble right now getting people on board. And what happens is the distributor will actually place an order with the manufacturer. The manufacturer will look it over and look at his system, and they'll get back to the distributor in the day or two what they call an ETA, an estimated time of arrival, which means this will be when you'll be receiving your order. There was a time where they would give a reasonable ETA, like 2 weeks or so, and when you received the order, it was complete, generally speaking. Complete, totally complete. Well, nowadays what's happening, they're still giving that ETA out, but somehow they're having a lot of trouble honoring that ETA that they gave you. And so what ends up happening is I end up telling the customer, the company said I'll have it in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it doesn't show up for like 4 weeks, and there's a window or two missing. Well, what that does is it makes me look bad, it makes the distributor look bad, it makes the manufacturer look bad, and it makes the customer wonder, am I doing business with the right person? But yet that happens throughout the industry in all of the products, whether it's windows and doors or lumber or siding or sheetrock, just getting the people to actually do what they say they're going to do and be able to stick to their get-it-done type schedule, that's easier said now than it is getting done. It's not getting done these days, so people are really looking for the product to get in on a more timely time. I think after a period of time, this will straighten out because organizations like Build Mississippi and people who really care about creating the type of people who want to work with their hands and learn something, Build Mississippi really believes that by learning to work with your hands and learning particular subject or work on, whether it's electrical or plumbing, that you are actually creating a path for yourself for the future that will not only guarantee you a really good income, but also a very good living, and something that isn't going to be outsourced, or you're not going to have work to do. You'll always have plenty to do, and there's a lot of people out there now who have been through some sort of training program, whether it be at Build Mississippi or at some junior college or even high school or trade school. They become a person that has a degree, and they're an apprentice and can work their way up into this society and do extremely well in working with their hands, because we need that as much as we need anything else. I mean, I guess most people have seen the news this past week where so many major companies have been laying off a lot of people because there's a lot of question marks, I guess, in the economy right now and where things are going and where things are going to end up. That a lot of people are like up in the air about, what should I do?
Well, I mean, remember that. I mean, the country blew through trillions of dollars to keep people at the house,
yeah,
not to work, and you know that's going to have a lingering effect.
That's called
inflation. You didn't produce anything, but you got paid.
Right.
Sit at the house for a year, and we'll pay for all that. And this is the lingering effects of some of this.
And that's the thinking that a lot of people still have. All right, I heard some music in the background. It means we're heading out of here. Coming up next, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, and we're going to talk with him about what Amada is all about. So don't you go away. You're listening to the Handyman Show on Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slork. Be right back.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. I've been a loyal Farm Bureau customer for years now. Why? It's simple. Because since day one, Farm Bureau has provided me with exceptional customer service and competitive insurance rates. They work hard for my business, and they'll work hard for yours. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Ready to turn your idle equipment into cash? Purple Wave Auction is your solution. We specialize in no-reserve online auctions, bringing nationwide buyers to your doorstep. From excavators to dozers, we'll market your assets to a vast audience of eager buyers. No hauling required. We photograph and list your equipment where it sits. Experience our transparent and simple process with expert support. Join successful sellers who trust Purple Wave. Visit purplewave.com today to learn how easy selling can be.
Friday night's just got a...
Yeah.
Take me to the river. Yeah, do that for sure. That's what I want to go to today. Nah, I want to stay home today. I'm going to do that today. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. On the phone, John Merrill is with us from Amada Senior Care. Good morning, John.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing today?
Man, so really, it surprised me very much. Here I was watching television comfortable in my house. All of a sudden, there's 1,000 people knocking on my door. I'm going, what? And they went, oh, we decided to do Halloween on the night before Halloween. They did the 30th in Pearl rather than 31st.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, it caught me off of guard. I fortunately had a little bit of candy left in the house.
The way to avoid that is move out to the country.
Yeah, right. Yeah, do you live in the country?
I think so.
Yeah, good.
I'm here in Madison.
Well, that's good, man. That's good. Well,
we
good.
Had two people show up, so we were happy with that.
Well, that's the way it should be. I like it when it's gone. I mean, I can remember doing some crazy things at Thanksgiving. At Halloween myself that were just not sane at all. But I was a lot younger then. I've grown
out. Right.
I've grown out.
We
of
don't
that.
Tell those stories.
No, we've grown out of that. Well, what's going on with Amada? I mean,
we've had an exciting couple months. We're just staying really busy, and you know, my favorite thing of all is to go sit down with families, talk about their long term care, and you know, they have policies, and I kind of review it with them and let them know how to use it. Of course, I don't sell them,
right?
But I talk to a lot of the agents that do, and we have a lot of good conversations about their, you know, their clients, and I'm offer to help, you know, their clients that they sold these policies to probably 20 years ago, and you know, just kind of tell them how to use it and what services we provide. Of course, we provide the caregivers that go in their home, and also assist them with their claims process. And I really enjoy doing that because it's kind of a focused study around the kitchen table where we really get to the important things that the policy needs to see when you file the claim. And I think families appreciate that. I get a lot of good response from that. And, you know, I just want to build trust with families and let them know that, you know, we're more than just putting caregivers in their house. We want to be the whole continuum of care, including the claims with these long-term care insurance policies. And there's so many out there that different people sold years ago. And I can kind of wade through it and just advise the family how to use it. So we've been doing quite a bit of those. And
yeah, because most
of I didn't want to fail to mention, but we have Veterans Day coming up. We're really excited about that. You know, I can help veterans down the coast. I have been a provider for the VA and their homemaker and home health aid program, as well as respite care and aid and attendance. So I'm really excited about Veterans Day coming up. We look forward to helping our veterans wherever we can, and love for them to give me a call and let's talk about benefits you may not know you have.
Yeah,
certainly revisit those if you've been to the VA. You know, 20, 30 years ago, it's a new VA.
We talked
about this, how they're really reaching out to veterans to come take another look and let's see if we can help you.
Yeah, so, in this day and age, I think we care more about taking care of veterans than we did 20, 30 years ago. It seems to me like there's more input into that and there's more awareness of that. And it might be social media that brings it to our attention. I don't know. But it just seems to be more in our face than it used to be.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
What I've seen is internally, they've taken a look at themselves, the VA, and retooled themselves, so to speak. They've really kind of changed their whole format and how they want to reach out to veterans. And I'm really excited. I met the county service officers down the coast, and they were enthusiastic. They said, you know, we can do things now we didn't know we could do years ago. Or maybe we want to get the veterans and explain to them that, you know, there's benefits that they may have given up on.
Yeah,
and just give us a chance. And I heard that message loud and clear. And I want to be a helper for my veterans. You know, my father was a retired general officer, my brother a colonel, and my son's in the Guard right now. So it's really special to me, being from a military family. And I want to reach out to the other veterans out there and just let them know we care. And we want to be their resource in the community. And we have wonderful caregivers. I think we have a great reputation on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, just like in the Jackson area. Great reputation. We work hard for that. And I want to work hard for my veterans. So, you know, just want to get that message out there. If they could please give us a call and let us help you.
Yeah, it just it boils down to service and taking care of people the way they want to be taken care of, which is a rare situation. It doesn't happen very often. There's a lot of businesses out there that do things correctly and will always do things correctly. And if they find out they made a mistake, they'll correct it. But then there's this other type of business that just won't do that. But a little story.
That's an important point, buddy, because you know, we are perfect, and everybody knows that, but we really try, and we spend a lot of time on the front end to understand our clients.
Sure.
You know, personalities count. You know, home environment counts.
Yeah.
Animals, pets, that's important. You know, just, you know, those things may seem little, but they're big, because we really focus on finding the right caregiver for the right situation, and I want the caregiver to be just thrilled to go to work. Can you imagine?
Right.
You know, some people are blessed to love their work. I want my caregivers to feel blessed and love their work, and I want the families to look forward to them coming.
Yeah.
You know, that's so exciting when that happens, and that is our goal.
Yes.
And that goes, you know, across the line from private pay to veterans to long-term care. We want everyone that we take care of to really love having a caregiver and appreciate, you know, gosh, I wish I'd have done this years ago is what I've heard many times. And
right.
That's what I love to hear. I want to be that wonderful partner with families.
Well, what I've seen in my experience is one of my best friends was living by himself in his home, and he was having some health problems. And of course, his daughter lived not too far away, but she has a full family. She has three children, and one of them had cancer, and she was getting that taken care of. But she had to always go over to his house to help him out. And after about 6 months of that, it started to really stress and wear her down, and really wasn't fair to her own family because she was spending so much time being a caregiver. And
absolutely,
and it got to the point where
it
created an amazing amount of stress in her life, and mm-hmm. finally she did. He is a veteran, and it's harder to work through the Jackson Veteran Association than it was at that time than a lot of places are. But he now is in a veteran home in Kosciuszko, and so she's happy now because he's getting great care, and she can go ahead and take care of a family and still go visit him and occasionally, and you know.
And that's a good solution, and that's what I help families do, look at solutions, because that is very common where the son or daughter has to work and they do have families.
Right.
We're there to help guide them. If they need a caregiver, then they can know that the caregiver's taking care of mom or dad, and they can do their work or spend time with their family, and we have resources. We coach them on how to be an active caregiver even when you're not there.
Right.
I think that's so important because you can be a caregiver and live in a different state.
Sure.
We have great ideas how that is accomplished, and then complement that with a caregiver in the home, somebody they've met ahead of time. We don't just put a caregiver at the front door and say, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, right.
We want the family to get to meet them first, and let's develop that relationship before they show up at the front door, so both the caregiver and the family member are very comfortable, and they know that their caregiver is going to be there and get along with their mom and take care of her needs or his needs. And I think that sets us apart. I really do. I think and the families appreciate it. I hear that
sure.
over and over again. You know, they were worried that, you know, they would have somebody show up at the front door, knock on the door, you know, the old saying, I'm here. And they go, who are you?
Yeah, well, you know, I've seen that happen before. I have seen that happen before, and it is. And then there was a situation where the caregiver is not showing up when they're supposed to show up, at the time they're supposed to show up, and which creates major problems because everybody gets concerned at that point in time. But
yeah, that's a letdown, and that's, you know, that's where our management and our team, you know, we take care of those issues on the back end. We're constantly talking to our caregivers. We know what's going on in their life, and we keep that burden off the family.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I would just back up and say, you know, what we're doing on the front end makes big difference throughout the whole care process.
And, absolutely.
And you're going to know who the replacement caregiver or the substitute caregiver is before that happens.
Yeah.
It's very rare we have to send somebody in that they don't know, and that's only in emergencies. So of course, we want to take care of the family member, and do what we have to. But I think we're really vigilant on the caregiver side.
Oh, I think
and,
so.
And I'll tell you, you know, the experiences I've seen out there is when families, you know, the internet's great. It really is. There's so much information out there, but to trust a internet site and you go on there and you see all these people's names, profiles, and you know, is that really true what they're saying? And you go through those services and person shows you in front door, are they vetted? Had they been interviewed face to face before you get to meet them? I think that's something a family, several families I've run into, they made that mistake. And I think, you know, going with an agency like mine, where we're meeting these caregivers, we interview all the time, every week, every day, we're interviewing caregivers and we're really vetting them, both face to face, multiple times. We don't just do one interview and boom, we go put them with family. That's not how we operate.
Yeah.
We really try to get multiple interviews and really make sure they're serious and they've got the talent, the skills, and the demeanor that is going to be a good match for our family. So please, you know, I would just say give us a shot. If you go on thesecare.com, so to speak, you know, that's fine, but you know what you're getting. And I think with us, you're going to get a vetted person where we're doing backgrounds, and more importantly, we're getting the references from somebody they worked for previously. And I think that's the strongest thing that we provide. And just, you know, this is your family, your loved one. You got to be really guarded.
Yeah, you got to really. What I've seen happen before is a non-vetted a caregiver will show up at the door and go inside and try to do all the things they're supposed to do to be a caregiver. And then they're done and they go away. And the actual client is just uncomfortable, doesn't feel good about that. And it really gives them a bad flavor in their mouth about what caregivers are all about. And it really, in a sense, it really is not good for the industry to do that type of thing. It's really good to have a vetted, known person come to your door.
I agree. And I think part of the process for us is, you know, it's not about just getting a caregiver. What have you done in your home to make things safe?
Yeah,
I want to make sure
safety
for the family member, but also, you know, I can't trust any situation. I want to make sure that if you have any valuables in the home, that they're secured.
Sure.
And, you know, I hate to say that, but this is, you know, this is a stranger, a new person coming to your home. You really need to be coached by us on how to protect your family. There's multiple things we recommend for families, and a lot of them haven't even thought of it. So, you know, that's part of the process we do on the front end, and we want to protect your loved one just like they're my own. And
I have done
my own family several times, and that's the first thing I do. I know it's in their home most of the time, but I also go and look again and just make sure that things are in order, are safe, protected. And I think it gives a level of trust that you really need with your agency and the caregiver. And I think the caregivers feel better about it. When we can describe a situation, you know, they have a lovable dog or whatever, you know, whatever kind of pets, or, you know, they have a really supportive family. I want you to meet the family because they're going to be there supporting you and really want to count on you and get to know you. And that's the best situation where they're the caregiver is comfortable going in and the family's comfortable having them. And all that's on the front end.
That's the way it should be. I want to back up a little bit and go over one thing that we mentioned earlier and just see, again, make sure that we've got your take exact on this. And that is, all these policies that are given, long-term policies and care policies, people really don't understand. They have no idea. And we're going to have to take a short break. Can you stick with me a little while? All right, we're going to keep John Merrill on for a little while. We're talking with Amada Senior Care. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Take a short break. We'll be right back with John in just a minute. Don't go away.
live for one night only. Saturday, November 15th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. All the hits.
Time marches on.
All night long with CMA and ACM award winner.
Baby of Birmingham.
Tracy Lawrence.
Make it look just the way I planned.
Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, a rock and roll handyman right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. On the phone, John Merrill is with us, and he's a model senior care. And John, we were talking just before we took a break. I was asking about backing up a little bit and talking a little more about the policies that people have, because most people that have those policies really have no understanding of, or have little understanding of what they can do and what value they are to them. They just know right. They have one and they don't know how to use it.
And a lot of it, you know, they've had these policies 20 years or more.
Right.
And so back then they understood it. It made sense. They were probably getting a financial advisor that was kind of making the long-term care insurance part of their whole benefit, you know, their whole portfolio. And I think it's one of those things. It's natural. You don't remember all the terminology because it's a different language. I mean, yes. Elimination period, that doesn't mean anything to most people. But it's, you know, when I explain to families, it's kind of like a deductible. You pay for so many days out of pocket, and then your policy kicks in. Just little things like that. It's just a new language, and I really try to, you know, sit down, you know, like we always do at the kitchen table and say, this is a terminology. This is only part of this contract that you need to understand.
Yeah.
And I kind of cut to the chase, so to speak, and try to make it where they can understand and we can move forward with the claim. And I'm constantly, you know, it's not just one time we go over it. When we go to call, maybe we're going to file a claim, I'm there with them. I'm going to tell them exactly, you know, refocus scan. This is all we're concerned with, part of the policy, and you know, things to do with their doctors. You know, doctor's visit, if they have one planned, I kind of coach them. Let's get the doctor to say this. As long as it's truthful, we're going to make sure the doctor agrees with it, and it's things that will help them through the claim process. So, you know, it's a good exercise for families, and it's fine to do it before the need occurs. I think that's really good when you can explain to a family, you know, the children, okay, your mom and dad have these policies. Here's how they're going to be used. So when things happen, maybe 10 years down the road, hopefully never, but, you know, illnesses happen or
sure.
chronic illnesses, and at least the children will know, dad, mom have these policies. Let's give John a call and let him know what's going on, mom and dad, so we can kind of get coached what's going on with the mom and dad and how this policy is going to help us take care of them. So,
well, it means the next move they make is probably going to be more on the money than doing something on their own trying to help out by getting some great advice from somebody who's been doing this their entire life, just about.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, 13 years coming up on, and yeah. One of the first things that I learned is that families really struggle with these policies, and it's easy as an agency to say, well, here's your invoice, and let me know if you need anything else. Well, that doesn't help them.
Yeah,
I think where I've stood apart is I've said, wait, I can help you with that, and I will be happy to do that. That builds that trust again.
Right.
My systems are all designed around, billing insurance carriers so the family doesn't have to. And I think that's a real big benefit to my families where, they can focus on taking care of mom and dad and get to know the caregiver. The caregiver's going to take that burden off them so they can go to work during the day. And John's going to handle the billing of long-term care insurance. And I think that's just a great partnership, and I'm happy to do it for families.
Yeah, and that to me is the ultimate customer service. That just matters so darn much, and that's big time what Amada is all about, is taking care of their customers and doing it the way it should be done.
And, buddy, I forgot the last segment. I want to give out my numbers because I know I've had to do that in the past, and it's always a rush, but
please do.
We can give my numbers out because I'd love to talk to families, and they can certainly call, and we'll set up a time. Maybe if I can come out, I'd love to come out and visit, or we can talk on the phone and kind of plan out some future meetings around the kitchen table, something like that. But if you're interested I'm going to give you the Gulf Coast number first, and we cover the whole Mississippi Gulf Coast, and veterans, please call me. I would love to help you. You're going to be surprised at what you're going to learn. That number is 228-216-2448. Again, that's 228-216-2448. And again, my name is John Merrill. I'm out of senior care. Please just ask. Say, look, I'm a veteran. I'm looking for benefits, or I want to explore this. I did it 20 years ago, and it's frustrating. I gave up on it. Please don't give up on it. Give me a call, and let's talk together, I'll help you with resources. And, hopefully we can get you set up on service. And I am a preferred provider for the veteran, for the VA, so I'm excited about that. And the Jackson area, my number is 601-864-3752. 601-864-3752. And again, I can't take care of veterans up here, but I certainly can coach and advise, and I have very good friends that have agencies that do have the veterans program, and I would love to refer to them because we work together. My competitors are, we're in healthcare, we're in it for the right reasons, and we help each other out. And I think you'll see that if you start with me, we'll get you set up with some trusted veterans providers. So again, that's something I'm very excited about. And, Veterans Day is coming up the November 11th. And we look forward to celebrating what our veterans have done for us and the freedoms they've provided us. And certainly in my family, we're, very, very proud of my father, brother, and son and their contribution to our safety and, being part of the United States, military.
Because of what they do and where they are, they're probably proud of you too, John.
Well, I hope so.
Well, I think you do a great job, and I appreciate you being here with us at Super Talk and sharing some of that information with our listeners. And I hope they take it to heart and give you guys a call and really find out what's going on in their life and take care of their seniors the way they should. I appreciate you very much, John. Thank you. Amada Senior Care. Thank you for calling us and talking about what's going on in the industry.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy, and your whole staff. Y'all have been great to me, and I look forward to hearing from some of our veterans and anybody with long-term care insurance. That makes my day when I can help a family.
All right. You have yourself a great day, a great weekend, and great to talk to you. Talk to you next time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care. John Merrill with Amada Senior Care. Great, great people. Really do care about. Again, a business that cares about customer service more than they care about anything else. They want to make sure their customer's taken care of. So very important. Hey, just sort of an announcement. Coming up next week, we've got a spokesperson from the Tennessee Valley Association, that's Ashley England, is going to talk about getting ready for the winter are you ready for the winter? She was on this earlier this year, and we were talking about getting ready for the summer, and she was giving the advice of the TVA of how to get ready for the summer. Now they're talking about how to get ready for the winter. She'll be with us next Saturday, so we'll talk to Ashley England from the TVA. So looking very forward to that. All right, I hear some music in the background. Coming up, we've got a music segment in the next hour or so, half hour or so, and we've got national news from... that's 40
Fox News.
Thank you. Fox National News coming your way. Don't you go away. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Handyman Show.
Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete buildouts, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV. Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi, the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, and we're just going to do a music segment a little bit, and I just thought we'd just go over some artists that have been around for a long time. Tony Joe White is the first one we're going to start with, and he's actually from Louisiana, but he spent a lot of time in Texas. But Tony Joe White has written many, many, many great songs. Did a song called Poke Salad Annie, which we used to
play. One of my favorites.
Well, we used to play it in my band, and it's so
Elvis
fun.
Elvis does it, yeah.
It's so fun to play. I mean, we used to have a ball. Every time anybody called it, we'd do it. This is going to be fun. And it was fun.
I like Elvis's version because he laughs through it. Start chuckling, you know.
It's a great song. But he also wrote Rainy Night in Georgia. And then, strangely enough, he never played. Brooke Benton had a big hit with Rainy Night in Georgia. And Tony Joe really never really learned how to play it the way he wrote it. He kind of sort of forgot. And just about 3 or 4 years ago, he said he picked up an acoustic guitar and went through and said, learned how to play it again, and went back and looked at himself on a tape recorder, said, "Wow, that's a really good song," and it is a good song. But Tony Joe White, he played with the Foo Fighters on David Letterman in 2014 with "Poke Salad Annie." He and the Foo Fighters did "Poke Salad Annie." That must have been a trip. I'd like to have seen that.
But I'm gonna have to find that one.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty good. But he did a song called "Ain't Going Down This Time." Let's listen to Tony Joe White.
Yeah.
sun's with the wall, hanging on. I'm just trying to matter, and I remain trying to make some sense of it all.
When's the last time you heard Tony Joe White, huh?
Well, not that song, but the Polk Salad Annie. I play it pretty regularly. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, Polk Salad Annie, well, like it was this be. Next group is Larkin Poe. Those girls just blew me away. I mean, I saw them live, and it was like, I mean, I thought Larkin Poe was okay, and then I saw them live, and it's different. It's just so, they're so good live. It's Rebecca plays guitar, and Megan plays slide, and she's... Her handle is Slide Queen, and that's basically, she is a slide queen. She does play a beautiful slide guitar. Years ago, they were in a family group called the Lowell Sisters, and then they kind of, that broke up, and the two sisters, Rebecca and Megan, stayed together and started playing some blues and rock, and they've been playing for well over 20 years. Great, great, great sound. I really like the sound of Larkin Poe. Let's listen to Fool Out of Me, Larkin Poe.
Gotta learn some lessons the hard way. Gotta burn some smoke out on the highway. Let the big wheels turn. Let the big wheels turn. Gonna throw my trouble gonna let my shadows come on in. Let the big wheels turn. Let my big wheels turn. Believe what you want, but I don't wanna believe what they say. You'll never make it with your heart on your sleeve. The world will only break you, just you wait and see. Joke, baby, I just
I know? I don't know much, but I just know it's time for that song to be over. Hey, Lock and Poe, like them very, very much. Always great to listen to. I really enjoy them. All right, looking ahead, group called 38 Special. Everybody's heard of 38 Special. Donnie Van Zant is their lead singer and guitarist, and he's the younger brother of Ronnie Van Zant of Lynyrd Skynyrd, who actually died in that plane crash. And Ronnie's brother, younger brother, Johnny, took over singing for Lynyrd Skynyrd. So there's three brothers that were involved in rock and roll. They all played Southern rock, but 38 Special was something special. They did really some great music. Matter of fact, the radio was actually more accustomed to playing 38 Special because they were more radio friendly, they said, than Lynyrd Skynyrd was. But I think Lynyrd Skynyrd is going to be around forever and ever and ever, and people will know who they are. But 38 Special did a song called Like No Other Night. Let's listen to 38 Special. Do it. They did it. I like 38 Special a lot. They really did a good job. Well, the next group, I guess we're doing okay on time, so we're going to try to do Blackfoot and see what happens. Blackfoot is the name of a group that they're all Indian heritage.
We have plenty of time, yeah.
Oh, good. They did a song called Train, Train, which is one of their bigger hits. They were big in the 70s and 80s from Jacksonville, Florida. And they've got a Cherokee background, and they've got all kinds of Indian heritage in their background and what doing. But great, great group. And I don't guess you hear about Blackfoot very, very much. But when I was looking, I got listening to some of the things they did, and I was pretty blown away by Blackfoot. Great, great group. But let's listen to Train, Train. Hey. Yeah. Gonna take a while to get this train going. But I think if we oil the wheels enough,
Stokes. It reminds me of the piece in Crossroads with Ralph Macchio,
yeah,
where he's teaching him how to play the blues.
Yeah,
and you got to be able to do the train.
You got to do the train. They got it down, though. They can do the train. They almost got that train going. Wheels are oiled. Engine stoked with coal. Train, great song. Great group. Love listening to them. I want to take this home with a song by Tommy Emmanuel, and I think the song is called Tommy Emmanuel Does the Beatles. He does not only one song, but he does also Lady Madonna as part of it, but we never get to that part of it. So, but Tommy Emmanuel, as far as I'm concerned, is like a tremendous, tremendous guitar player. I've seen him play many, many different types of styles of type music, and he just seems to be able to play everything. He has this ability to play music that it's just born in him. He's got to be a natural because he can play an amazing.
How many different people have we featured him with?
He's played with everybody. I mean, Billy Strings, and you can just name it, and he's played with
him. And he just sits there and hammers it. I mean, it looks like he's going to, you know, he's just not even thinking.
Most times when he's playing that wonderful lick that most of us would go crazy trying to figure out what it is, he's just enjoying the other guy playing and watching him play the whole time. Yeah, like, wow, that guy, Billy Strings, is really good. And
he keeps up with everybody. I mean, it's not like he's some hack. I mean, the guy can play.
Guy can flat play. I mean, and I don't care. I saw a concert one time with he and his brother, Phil. It was his brother, Phil Emmanuel, and they were playing together in New York City in a hotel in New York City. And his brother played a solid body electric, and he played acoustic. They were just so fun. They made the vision and the appearance at that club so interesting, so because of one of their personalities, and because both of them were crazy, and of course Phil was he died of drug overdose. He just was a big druggie, and he couldn't help that. Now Tommy has said over the years he got stuck with a little cocaine, but he got past that. So hey, let's listen to Tommy Emmanuel.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi and watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
On Sunday, November...
Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang, a mean, vicious woman. She'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, the gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a sham, 'cause her mama was a working on chain gang.
Ooh.
A Richard spiteful. Straight razor toe.
That's the Tony DeJoe way that everybody knows. Chomp, chomp.
Straight blade, razor toting woman.
Really? He can really describe.
I'm telling you, when Elvis does it, he can't quit from laughing. He chuckles through it.
I've never seen Elvis do that. I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. Go ahead and do your thing.
Is it in concert or is it?
I'm trying to remember. I'll find it. Right. I have it cut. The way the system's messed up right now, we're getting a new computer. It's hard to find it. I can find it on YouTube, though.
Just keep looking. All right. Handyman Show right here. My name is Buddy Slowick. We're doing fixing up your home and making everything that it should be. You know, in a lot of places I've gone lately, I've seen a lot of ring around the toilets. People just have trouble getting rid of that water. It's actual water, mineral buildup right where the water line is at the level of your toilet. And that's a pretty hard line to get rid of because, one, it's a buildup of minerals and calcium, and it's built very heavily. Certainly there are products that help prevent that from happening, but once it's taken place, there's very few products that are out there that will totally get rid of it. There's a couple that are pretty expensive that will do it, but more money than we want to spend. A pumice stick is nothing but volcano rock. That's a kind of it's like a sponge rock, if you will, but it's not spongy at all. It rubs. It's on a stick, generally, and it's called a pumice stick, and it's used for cleaning commodes. It's cleaning the edge of your commode where your water buildup may be.
Or your feet.
Or your feet, yeah. And a lot of people use them on their feet, for sure, to get rid of all the excess skin, dried feet, and whatnot. But pumice sticks work very well and get rid of the water stain in your toilet. But you do have to be careful not to press too hard because you really don't want to scratch the porcelain in any way. So it's important that two things take place. One, that you do wet the pumice stick and you make sure the area you're working is totally wet the whole time. And then don't press too hard. Just put a little pressure on it and a lot of rubbing back and forth. And before you know it, your commode will be totally clean and totally perfect. And then, again, you can dry that off. You can wrap that pumice stick up and store it somewhere like I did under my cabinet, or I can use it again and again and again. But pumice sticks are very easy to get. You can get them at anywhere, at Revel Hardware Store, at Walmart's, at Lowe's, at Big Box Home Centers. All those places have pumice sticks. And plus, they have other systems that they say may or may not work. They say it will work, but they may not work. Like some of those sprays they have and some of the waters they have just don't do the trick as well. They'll work okay on a very light buildup, but when it gets heavy, they're not going to do the trick. So a pumice stick is the way to go. So check them out. Easy to find. They're very, very inexpensive, and they're worth having. And it's something that's kind of like every house should have them, just like you need a plunger. Every house needs a plunger one way or another. So that's something you need to find out. All right. Moving ahead, let's talk about siding a little bit. Siding is such a strange little creature. Siding really is not meant to be structural to help hold your house together. Now, having said that, some siding really does turn out to be structural in the sense where it'll keep your house together a little stronger, like a board siding, a board and batten, 4x8 sheet of siding, or some T111 siding, all that nailed onto some 2x4s onto your wall or onto your sheathing of your wall that'll actually prevent swaying back and forth. It helps stabilize the house a lot stronger. Now, what doesn't do any kind of structural work at all to help increase the structural capacity of something is like vinyl siding. Vinyl siding doesn't do any good at all in helping hold a house together. But again, siding is generally meant as a decorative feature to make the outside of a structure look good. And we get to choose different type of sidings. And over the years, siding has changed so many times. There are so many sidings out there now that a lot of people for years around this area in South America, in this part of America, a lot of Masonite siding was used, and that really didn't work out as well as they hoped that it did. A lot of people have Masonite siding, and one, try to find some around somewhere. It's very hard to do, and very, very little Masonite siding around. So people are changing their siding out and putting on like a hardy plank or a smart siding. Smart siding is nothing but a composite siding of wood chips and bonded together and compressed together, and to make a decay-resistant type siding for your exterior. And it looks just like siding, just like wood siding. Very good product, by the way, smart siding is, as is fiber cement board. Fiber cement board will also, it's a little tougher to use fiber cement board, a little harder to cut, and you have to be careful cutting it because you have to wear all the proper protection to make sure you don't get that cement dust or silicone dust up into your breathing capacity. You don't want to do that. So smart siding is probably in my choice. That would be the way I want to go, is smart siding. And then trim on a house, a lot of times nowadays, most of the trim is like a synthetic type trim, something that, like, really real wood sooner or later is probably going to decay using it as trim on a house somewhere, whereas the synthetic sidings, the sidings that are man-made, or the composite, the wood composite sidings, that some of them are pre-primed, some of them are even pre-finished, and they look great on the siding. They work very, very well in bringing everything together and making it look good. But siding over the years certainly has changed. A lot more vinyl siding is used in the North Country than there is around here. Around here, you don't see that much vinyl siding being used like you did up north. But again, most of our homes down here are three-sided brick, and you don't see a lot of that up north as you do down here, as much brick being used. So there's a lot of difference between living up there and living down here. To me, it makes much, much, much more sense to live here. Because, one, I don't want to shovel any of that stuff, white stuff anymore. I don't want to do that. And I guess I've gotten to the point where I don't want it to be below zero for 4 days, 5 days, 2 weeks at a time. I'm just not ready for that anymore. I like the climate around here, and I can deal with it. But siding can really make a difference in the way your house looks. So check it out. But just understand that it doesn't really help structurally. Hey, tell you about Rebel Hardware. Rebel Hardware Store, one of the better hardware stores in Central Mississippi. They've got a number of stores in the Central Mississippi area. And their newest location, of course, is Brandon. They've opened a store in Brandon, right there on Government Street in Brandon. And they have stores all over the place. Customer service is what they do, it, and they do it very, very well. They really care about customer service. And how does a company get in business and stay in business for years? Got to give good, honest customer service all the time. And that's what they do at Rebel Ace Hardware. They've got not only the products that you'll ever need, but they give great customer service as well, making sure that you get what you want and you get out of there for a fair price, never paying a whole lot more than what you pay at a big box home center, always competitive pricing, and a very good, very good products. They always have the products. And on top of that, right next to their Rebel Hardware Store in Pearl sits their Power Equipment Center, which is a huge building full of parts and pieces and whatnot that can do repairs on any power equipment that you may have, and will do that and have a great maintenance staff can take care of things. Rebel Ace Hardware, good people in the hardware business, and appreciate having them on board. They've been with me a long time and enjoy having Rebel around. So check them out, and you'll be happy that you did. Rebel, great, great, great people. All right. Molding on the inside of a house. Any molding on the inside of the house that is on an exterior wall And when I say molding, I'm talking about baseboard, I'm talking about base shoe, I'm talking about casing, I'm talking about the apron under a window, I'm talking about all of the crown molding on top. Everything that's facing an exterior wall or leaning on an exterior wall should be sealed with caulking compound. And yes, it does take a thin bead of caulking to seal it properly to the sheetrock, but that needs to be done because that stops air infiltration from getting into your house. That's another area in which you will get air into your house by not sealing those areas up. And those areas need to be sealed. So as you're looking around your house and you go seeing some of the, I'm looking around in here, almost all of the baseboards have been caulked one way or another to the wall, which is a great thing. I think it should be done in every room, but definitely around the window casings and where the window casing meets the side frame, all need to be caulked properly and need to be caulked so that the caulking can do the job and stop all that air infiltration. It's so important because that's what keeps us cool in the wintertime is that air infiltration. And we want to make sure that we don't have any air infiltration whatsoever. Now, with that comes along the problem of because of that kind of situation, without less air getting into our house and tightening our houses up, our air is not as pure in the house as it could be. So there are different systems in order to make the air pure in our house. Somebody like Pure Air Consultants can help you with that. Or just, you know, there are so many people that are in that industry of making inside air as pure as it can be. And it's a fact that the inside air in a home is just not nearly as pure as the outside air. Now, that has changed over the years, and the inside air, amazingly enough, has not gotten any better. It's gotten kind of worse, if you so to speak. I mean, certainly not as many, there's not much outgassing that goes on today that it used to be formaldehyde in a lot of products. I mean, they were in carpet and it was in wallpaper. It was all over the place. But they've removed all that from a lot of, it's been outlawed in a lot of places not to use that anywhere. And it's not used, and it's still used some places, but very selectively and very, very quietly not being used at all. But you just want to keep the inside air as pure as you can. And keep in mind, I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she was talking about allergies, and her husband has terrible allergies. And she said, "Do you think it has anything to do with the carpet in our bedrooms?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I do think it has something to do with the carpet in your bedrooms." And their plan is, in the next year or so, is to pull up the carpet in all their bedrooms and lay some vinyl plank flooring down. And vinyl plank flooring is definitely the way to go. Easy to do. Picking up the old carpet and getting out and taking out the old carpet pad, filling the holes up, maybe using a leveler, or maybe not, or just whatever you need, and then use an underlayment of under your laminate floor, and then put down your plastic or your vinyl laminate floor, and you'll have a much better floor. And it'll also help cure some of the allergies that are going on. You won't be sneezing quite as much because carpet tends to want to hold the allergens in it just like incredibly so. Like if you have pets in your house and they're wandering around, well, they're just getting your carpet just about as nasty as it can get without even you seeing it. Believe me, I can go into my bedroom and put my nose down on the carpet and smell it and go, "Oh my word, oh my word, I'm going to pull it one day very soon." Hey, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the old Mississippi Studios. Be back in a few minutes. Don't you go away.
when you're ready to double down, dive in, drive for a show, and not look back.
Let's roll!
Roll into Pearl River Resort. From tee times to table games, water slides by day, slots by night. Savor the flavors. Feel the fun. Win big. Let's roll into Pearl River Resort.
Must be 21 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hi, I'm...
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. And it looks something like a turnip green. And everybody calls it poke salad. And that's poke salad. Anyway, I used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat. But they did all right.
He tells the whole story.
And he's got his white leisure suit on, and he pa-pa, doing the moves while he says it. He
loves doing it,
it's
too.
It's on YouTube. The way I find it, it's Elvis Polk Salad Annie. There's two of them. This is the one with the white leisure suit, and, buddy, he gets into it. He's young, too, and this is not swole up yet.
Yeah.
But he is getting it on, man. He's got the lamb chops down to about mid-jaw.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
Elvis.
I just smile watching him sing this song, put so much life into a slow, you know, drum beat kind of song. I mean, he brings it to life.
He really
brings it to life, man.
There's some kind of plant down there called turnip green. I never knew what a turnip green was till I came to Mississippi.
Yeah. You got kale and turnips and mustard.
I like them
greens.
I like them.
All the greens.
I like greens a lot. Of course, I like spinach too, but that's kind of weird.
Forget about spinach, you know, that's Popeye's brand there.
I like spinach. And I generally go to the store, I look for Popeye's brand. just because.
Squeeze the can and good to go.
All right. Enough talking about food. Food's coming up pretty soon. It's getting to be lunchtime. All right. Concrete patch comes in so many different ways. You can patch so many different type of concrete with, for instance, mortar patch. What does mortar patch do? It generally comes in caulking tubes, mortar patch does, and it, where your bricks are mortared together, sometimes there'll be a crack that'll appear, and you don't need to keep that crack there because that crack will allow moisture in behind your brick, and you don't need that to happen. So that's what mortar patch will do. It'll go through and fill all those cracks and help them out. Mortar patch is a very easy product to use, easy to clean up because it is a latex-type product, and it works extremely well. Mortar patch is something that you can get at any big box home center or level or any place that sells caulking will have mortar patch. Very good product. Another is Silkaflex. Silkaflex is an expansion joint sealer. That's every concrete driveway or concrete walkway has what they call expansion joints. And these expansion joints are where the concrete is actually, there's a cut put in the concrete where it can expand and contract and not crack as much. But some of these expansion joints just hollow out and let dirt grow up through them and let grass grow up through them. Well, you've got to get rid of all the grass, and that's done with white vinegar to do that with. But Silkaflex
also comes in a caulking tube in, I think, two different colors that you can get it in. But Silkaflex, it goes on as caulking right in between your expansion joints, and it's self-leveling. In other words, you don't have to play with a putty knife and make sure that things just perfectly level, because it will lay down all by itself. I used Silkaflex years ago in my driveway, and still, I mean, I could redo some of it, but not a whole lot of it. Silkaflex is good stuff. Now, Silkaflex is a good patch for that type of work. Also, vinyl concrete patch is a great concrete patcher because it has little vinyl shards in it, which actually work as same thing that rebars do on larger projects. But vinyl concrete patch has those metal shards in it, those fiberglass shards in it, and those shards help hold it together, help bond it together, if you will. So I like using vinyl concrete patch, and the thing about vinyl concrete patch, it generally comes in buckets, and it's a dry material, and it can be mixed with water. But you can also level it out and feather it out pretty thin. Vinyl concrete patch really lays down pretty thin where it won't hurt anything. So it worked quite well in doing that. And then, of course, there's water stop patch, which is it's a concrete patch, but it goes where, like, if water is leaking somewhere, and you want to stop the water from getting into your home, this would patch into your bricks or patch into your, and it can work when it's wet as well. So water patch works very, very well. But I like using water stop. They call it water patch or whatever. And then, of course, floor levelers. Floor levelers are a mixture of a concrete-type product that actually will puts a thin skim coat of concrete on top of your concrete floor. Like a lot of people who are removing the carpet from their bedroom or whatever room it may be and removing their pad, pulling up their tack strips and filling the holes in, and they'll find out that really they've got it as clean as they possibly can get it, but they still need to get it a little flatter and a little more level. That's what floor leveler is all about. It pours on. It generally, sometimes it needs a little troweling to make it smooth and properly work, but floor leveler works very, very well in preparing for vinyl flooring. And it works quite well in doing that. On top of the floor leveling, you should put an underlayment pad, either a pad or just a vapor barrier of sorts, and then lay down your vinyl concrete, vinyl patch, your vinyl flooring, and it works very well. Vinyl is probably the way to go today in replacing any kind of floor. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can go, but you're seeing it around just about everywhere. New houses using a good quality vinyl, and old houses are replacing the older. But when you go out to buy vinyl flooring, try to buy at least a medium grade. Don't buy the low grade. The low grade is just not going to work. It may look good the first few days you put it down, but it's not going to lock together. They're not going to interlock. They're just strip apart, and they'll pull apart, and there'll be seams all over the place you'll wish you didn't have. But generally, when you get into a medium and above type grade, that's not going to happen. They lock together very tightly. They hold together very nicely. And they work very, very well. They don't separate at all. So vinyl flooring is definitely the in vogue today and probably going to be here for a while because it's such a good flooring. It really does work. We've gone through so many different type of flooring over the years, starting with like linoleum to regular hardwoods to you name it, we've tried it. Some people want to put a real wood flooring down, and nowadays most real wood flooring is one of two ways. There's a solid wood flooring, which they use a lot of up north. They use a solid red and white oak for their flooring up north, and they'll nail it down, and it looks fine, and it works fine, too. But down here, most of the wood flooring is a laminate-type flooring that only has like a little bit of quality wood surface, but it's laminated on top of a filler, so to speak,
to make up the rest of the board. And it's just, it's a great flooring and it works really well, but it can't be sanded too much because you're going to sand away a lot of the finish and a lot of the areas that are supposed to look good. So you have to be careful in doing that. But there's so much great flooring available out there today that people love to use and want to use. So that's what I recommend. All right, we do the show each and every Saturday from 10 to 12 Rock right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Remember, if you're looking to make your future bright and a good income, hey, buildmississippi.com is what you need to check them out. They'll point you in the right direction. My name is Buddy Slark. Talk to you next week. Hope you enjoyed today's Saturday's Handyman Show. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305. Or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first.
With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour.
Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Can you believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the SuperTalk app and at supertalk.fm.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving Amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Ridgeland Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year winner John Dorsett, 601-790-2600.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.